Welcome. This is a visualization called Meeting Your Soul Group by Elizabeth Jones of starpathways.com. As a preference to this meditation or visualization, being on a spiritual path can be lonely at times. Many may experience being misunderstood or not really seen or heard for who they are. We are connected in many ways to a group of souls who travel not only this lifetime with us, but also others. We share a similar vibration with these souls and so feel supported and loved in their presence. Here, in this visualization that was inspired by a dream I had several years ago, you will encounter your own soul group. So to begin, close your eyes and breathe deeply and say, I am a being of light. Relax into the words you are speaking and say again, I am a being of light. Allow yourself to own this, for it is indeed true. You are a being of light. As you breathe in again, give yourself permission to receive greater light during this visualization. Breathe the light in deeper into every corner of your body and heart and mind. Take longer breaths, softer breaths. And you now begin to feel calmer as any worry, anxiety, or tension you were feeling melts away and then simply disappears. Take as much time as you need to relax. You now notice the ground you are standing on, and as you look down, you see that you are on a well-trodden path that appears to be in a high mountain meadow, for there are snowy peaks in the distance all around you. As you take all this in, you notice that you are alone, that no one is there with you. While you do feel safe, you also feel only your own presence. Take a moment to notice how you feel. Perhaps you feel peaceful, or maybe a little lonely. Keep breathing while you remind yourself that you are a being of light. You begin to wonder where you are and why you are here. And then no sooner than you think this, you hear a sound in the distance. It is children laughing and playing. You are drawn to move towards this laughter. And as you do, you notice that there are other sounds, comforting sounds, of people talking and singing. And there is wonderful, joyful music. You have now arrived at the edge of a park light setting in this meadow. It feels like a beautiful spring day, and there are happy people everywhere. You want to take in everything, as it all feels so inviting and wonderful to you. And so you begin to move forward into the group, and a most amazing thing happens. People are looking up to greet you. They are saying hello and are calling you by name. There is such warmth, recognition, and love in their eyes, and you begin to feel so welcome and at home. You can't help but wonder, who are these people, and why are they welcoming me, and how do they know my name, and why do I feel so at peace and somehow know that I belong to these people? Someone is approaching you, and his gaze is one that you cannot ignore. Nor do you really want to, for you know he has something to share with you, and so you draw nearer to him. Welcome, he says. We are so very glad you have found your way here. We have been waiting for you. His words move you deeply, and yet you wonder why he is saying this. You ask, where am I? And who are these people that have so warmly greeted and welcomed me here? He says this is a gathering of your soul group. And indeed, you are most welcome, for you belong to us and we belong to you. My soul group, you ask? Yes, these are souls who travel with you through many incarnations. They love and support you in many, many ways. Most importantly, they accept you exactly as you are at every level. There is nothing that you are now or have ever done that could keep this from being so. You look around again. Yes, you do seem to recognize some of them. Your new friend says, some of these souls are in your life now, and you know them as your friends and loved ones. Others, you may have only encountered briefly this lifetime, yet it was an important and meaningful experience for you and for them. Others, you have yet to meet, and when you do, there will be an instant recognition and comfort level between you. And others are not incarnated at this time, yet watch over you and support you still. You consider all this, and somehow what he says is comforting. And he continues, you belong here, always, for we are your people. We are your soul family. There may have been times you felt alone, or not accepted or understood by others, yet here you are always loved and understood, and always accepted and welcomed. And then he says something that you know is important to you. You need them, and they you, especially at this critical time on the planet. Seek them out in your life. Welcome them as your Anamkaras, your soul friends. Trust that you will know one another, at least at some level and in some ways, yet also know that you can connect to them on the inner realms as well. You both begin to move through the welcoming crowd, and as you do, you realize you have never felt so loved or accepted. And you soak in the feeling of belonging deep into your being. Your new soul friend says it is time to leave for now, but makes it very clear that you can return here anytime you wish, for it is a very real place and you will always be most welcome. You really do not want to leave. You want to mingle and share and hear what others may have to tell you. And so you vow to yourself that you will return soon. You close your eyes to take in once again the sound of the children playing and of your soul group singing. And you feel in your heart that this is the sweetest music you have ever heard. And you are amazed to notice that you know the song they are singing.